big old buns, waiting to get filled with my meat.
Yeah, right, Carl. Who in this package would ever let Carl get up in them, huh? Roberta, put your fucking hand down. You're ruining my joke. Ketchup, mustard, oh, sausages and buns.
Big ass!
Yes!
Because we belong together. I know it's against the rules, but just the tips. Prepare yourself, little sausage. You're about to learn the terrible truth. Cooking
something. Beautiful, man. It's just beautiful.
As soon as you're out those doors.
Oh, Jesus, fuck!
The gods kill our asses.
You fucking whore! Me eyes! They burn!
Why would they do that?
Because it makes them stronger. Hunger's insatiable, buddy. I mean, fuck.
How do you know all this?
We the non-perishables, motherfucker.
I just saw an orgy with food. Tortillas, tacos, hot dogs, and hot dog buns fucking each other in a swinger... man on man, woman on woman, man on woman, man, woman, orgy with food. Leave it to Seth Rogen to bring you that, and I'm talking about Sausage Party. Oh, that good old Sausage Party, one of the most anticipated movies of the summer, I would assume, especially because, you know, people love to hear that word, fuck. They love hearing that word. And boy, oh boy, though, he gives you a high amount of dosage of it. So, plot synopsis. We got Seth Rogen as Frank. And Kristen Wiig as Brenda plays the hot dog bun, and Frank plays the hot dog himself. And their whole thing is, you know, they believe in, they think the humans are gods, and they pick them to take them to the land of the beyond, or the great beyond, the great beyond. And one day they get picked up. I guess before that though, there was this guy that picked up Honey Mustard. And he brought it back because he accidentally picked up honey mustard and he wanted regular mustard. That honey mustard comes back and he's all fucked up. He's pretty much telling everyone, this there is no fucking great beyond. It's a trap. They're here to murder us all or whatever. And nobody believes it. Yeah, whatever, man. Go ahead and believe it. It's kind of a religious film in a way. And then, as you know it, the hot dog and the buns with Frank and Brenda gets picked up. And the honey mustard gets picked up again. And he's telling them, hey, look. There's some shit that you guys stop celebrating. There's no reason to be happy about. They're gonna fucking eat us all. And, you know, Frank is the only one that's kind of listening to him. It's just like, to the point that where the honey mustard decides to commit suicide and just jump out the fucking basket. Although Frank tries to save him by jumping out his packet by saving him. And then Brenda joined. They both fall out the packet, off the basket, and honey mustard commits suicide. And then next you know it, that's where you see this scene, because the carts just run and everything flies out. There's even a fucking douche in here. Yes, I said it, it's a douche, and he's the villain, actually. That's played by Nick Kroll, because Nick Kroll, in every movie he's ever been in, he plays a douche. And there's an anal rape joke at the end of this, too, as well, with the douche. I just like saying the word douche. And, so he's all happy. The douche is definitely out. He's like, I'm gonna get in that tight vag. Ooh, I can't wait. I was like, I'm all up in that right now, son. But once this whole thing happens, you got that Saving Private Ryan moment that you see in the trailer with the powder. And that happened really early. I thought it was happening at the end of the film. It happened like in the first 10 minutes of the film, and you just see Jelly broken. The douche is broken in half. He's all busted up and shit. And and most of the stuff makes it with this lady outside the store. And the douche, he's like, look at me, I'm all fucked up now, bro. He's just playing the ultimate bro and stuff like that. So he's gonna fucking, he wants revenge on the sausage and the hot dog bun, because he believes that they pretty much did this to him. Until he gets swept into the trash can and puts in the back. And then, next you know it, the whole rest of the movie is basically about Frank not believing in this religion, if you want to put it in Frank word, no pun intended, in Frank terminology here. And his whole thing is starting to find out the truth about, okay, what was the honey mustard talking about? I need to look into this. Where, on the other hand, Brenda, even though they're in love with each other, Brenda's just like, no, I don't need to find out the truth. It's just something I feel and believe. Therefore, you know, we need to just get back to our aisle and get back in some different packages and blah, blah, blah. And Frank is like, no, I'm going on my own mission. I'm going to figure out the truth if these people are gods or really eating us or something like that. So, and that's pretty much the plot synopsis. I got to say, I think this is one of those movies where the Red Band trailer is probably funnier than the movie. Although the movie is funny, don't get me wrong. I think I laugh more at the trailer than I did the movie. The movie, at the beginning, it just seems to be swearing just for the sake of swearing. Like, they open up with a musical, and I don't really think the song goes that good, to be honest. And it's just a lot of, you know, like, fucks and just pretty much a lot of the F word and bitch and stuff like that. And I don't know. I thought it was a little over excessive. I was just like, oh, you know, there's not really jokes in here. It's just more so saying, hey, look how many times we can swear in one thing. But I got to say, that was only in the first 5 minutes or so, maybe even 3 minutes. And then after that, for me, the movie just went streamlined flat. Now, why I say the trailer might be funnier to me is because somewhere in the middle starts to die down, and I feel like the trailer just puts those clips together that where it is the jokes that are hitting and the swearing that feels appropriate at the time. I mean, because I was expecting to laugh nonstop through this film, and I kind of didn't really. I got some laughs here and there, but I can't remember really laughing out loud. And maybe that's just me, because most of the jokes in here I thought were, they were just kind of tame. It was just like, oh, I think that's just because of my personality, because I'm a fucked up individual. But I still thought it was funny. I still thought I got a lot of laughs out of it. I think that Nick Kroll as the douche was funny as hell, especially just playing like this roided up juicing motherfucker or whatever, because once he gets thrown in the trash, he finds like an empty juice box leaking or whatever, and then he's just like, and he just starts juicing up on these motherfuckers by like slurping them all up and shit and getting all buffer and stuff to get his revenge. That was hilarious. The scene you see in the trailer with the toilet paper, the Red Band trailer at least, I can't remember who voiced the toilet paper, and he's been in a lot of animated films, voice work and stuff like that. Conrad Vernon, he does a lot of multiple voices in here. He does the grapes, the beer can, the catcall sausage, the sauerkraut too. I think that line literally was probably the best in the movie. It's like, when the one guy played by Paul Rudd, who plays Darren, he plays... No, Paul Rudd doesn't play him. That's James Franco. James Franco plays... Druggie. I guess they just call him Druggie in the film. And what's funny about his scene, he takes bath salt, and he just starts tripping balls. And that's when he finally can see, like, the food can move and talk and stuff like that. This food is running him and shit. And then finally, they look, the potato chips look around, and they ask the toilet paper, well, what happened to you, whatever, and the toilet paper just has this look on his face, and he's just like, you don't fucking want to know, and he just, like, leans backwards into the bathroom. That was funny. That was, like, my biggest laugh out loud moment in the whole film. I think, let me give the credit to, I guess, the negatives, if you will. I don't really have too many negatives. I think the thing with Seth Rogen is his comedy is going to hit you or it doesn't hit you. And because I think he makes well good films, even though he wasn't the director on here, him and like six other people wrote this film. I know him and Evan Goldberg, along with Jonah Hill, wrote part of the story as well too. Jonah Hill plays in here, Carl. But Greg Tiernan and Conrad Vernon directed this. And that's the thing about a Seth Rogen film is, even if they make you laugh or not, they are well-structured films. They're directed right. The pacing is okay. It's not the greatest, but it's not worse or anything like that. The voice or the acting in it in general is fine. I mean, you'll get a standardized good film with him. It's just whether or not he's funny or not. And some, I ain't gonna lie, his comedy doesn't work for me. In here, I thought it would have been funny. I think This Is the End, personally, was probably his best movie. I'm trying to think back. I laughed nonstop there, and I think This Is the End is better than this one. Although I do feel that This Is the End feel in here, if you will. But I think This Is the End was just so unique. Even though this film is very unique and different, I think This Is the End was just more, even more unique and different just because they were playing themselves, and it just felt like they were playing themselves. Where in here, it's just voice work of different food, which is the unique part about it. But the negative was, it was just, it felt like the funniest things they could do was just swear. And I was just like, oh, you don't really have too many jokes in here. And then my another negative, too, is towards the end, like I said, when I saw the hot dog and all them fucking and the orgy and shit like that, there's a food orgy in here. And it was cool at first, I guess, whatever, because it's just like, oh, wow, this is happening. But then it goes on. And it's like long. It gets to the point where it's kind of just gratuitous. And he's just like, okay, I kind of get it now. Can we just end now already? I mean, even for an hour and 23 minutes film, it felt like it was 15 minutes longer. And I don't know, just because of that middle half just kind of slowed down, at least for me, with the whole, you know, adventure of, I just don't feel like they ran into enough of the other food probably as they're going on this adventure to get back to their shells and stuff like that. Like, they go down the alcohol aisle and you don't really see any alcohol, to be honest. You see the 6-pack of beer and then you see the tequila that's trying to trick them to come to this tequila bar of tequila bar of, like, you know, supposedly immigrants, or where we run into Salma Hayek and her fine ass who plays this taco in here. And I'm not gonna lie, Kristen Wiig is the hot dog bun. When Selma Hayek introduced, Selma Hayek's constantly looking at her ass, whatever, because Selma Hayek is, her taco shell is playing a gay taco shell where she's into women, but she knows that the gods won't allow it. And it's funny as fuck because they put that camera on Kristen Wiig's ass as that hot dog bun, and I'm not gonna lie, I was kind of checking that ass out too. Whatever the fuck you want to say, that hot dog bun's ass was nice. I was like, God damn, they shaped that just right in that drawing. Mm. You got Edward Norton in here as Sammy, which I gotta tell you, the one positive thing about this movie, I couldn't recognize anyone's voices. I might be getting characters fucked up just because I can't remember half. I know Selma Hayek played Teresa, that's obvious, because there's nothing but stereotypes in this film. The douche I know was Nick Kroll, because, well, it's just Nick Kroll here. The Honey Mustard was Danny McBride, I could tell that one. I think Danny McBride and James Franco were the two. The one I really couldn't tell was Paul Rudd, who played Darren, the store nerd clerk, if you will, and stuff like that. I couldn't tell that voice at all. I thought Paul Rudd was, I was like, look, I was like, that was Paul Rudd? I was like, holy shit. I thought that was really good. Obviously, Seth Rogen, you can easily tell his. Kristen Wiig, they're in here, whatever. I don't really see too much of Kristen Wiig's TV stuff or anything like that. I've seen all of her movies or whatever, but she's not doing movies every year and so. Kind of goes in, but most of the other people, man, I couldn't even say who they were. Danny Rod, he was obvious, but I thought he was funny as a honey mustard. He was another highlight. Bill Hader, he's playing Firewater, the Indian perishable, if you non-perishable, if you will. He played Tequila too in El Guaco in here, and I couldn't tell his voice neither. He was really good as well. Barry is Michael Cera. I definitely could tell who that was. The voice cast in here is great. Everything about that is good. I think people, if you already had the notion that you saw the trailer and you said, oh, I can't wait to see this movie and I'm gonna love this movie, you're gonna walk out liking the movie. There's not. If you didn't like the trailer though and you said that this just looks stupid and just, you're not gonna like the movie. I think this is a very polarizing film as far as when it comes to that audience. If you didn't like the trailer, I almost guarantee you're not gonna like the movie. If you did like the trailer or love it, you're gonna like the movie. You're gonna walk out happy. I really didn't care for the trailer too much, at least the first one. I was just like, oh, this is cool. The more the Red Band trailers came out, I was like, oh, these are funny and stuff like that. But then again, it's Seth Rogen, and my history with Seth Rogen is, I don't really find the guy funny too much or whatever. And in his movies, he's usually the least funny thing about it. But I do think the guy makes competent films and stuff like that. And he has his moments where he gets funnier people in there, and he works well with them. So I think the chemistry is there with his team, of his crew that he works with. So, I kind of was in the middle of the road. I was like, either I'm going to like this or not. But then when I saw the last trailer, I was just like, okay, I think I'm really going to laugh a lot at this. And watching the movie, I didn't get as many laughs. Oh, not laugh out loud moments. I got a lot of laughs, but not laugh out loud moments. But I think in the middle half somewhere, it just kind of died for me. And I think the reason for that why is just because I was expecting a little bit more. I don't know. I was expecting more out of the characters they would run. Because, you know, usually when you go on these type of films, they're kind of adventure films in a way where, you know, it's the Toy Story syndrome where things get lost and they got to find their way back home or whatever and stuff like that. And I was more looking forward to, you know, each aisle they were going to go down and just seeing the cast of characters that they made. And I was just expecting more out of that. And I don't really feel like I got much of that, especially down the alcohol aisle. I was really expecting, like, oh, shit, it's going to be crazy down here. The only one voice work that kind of, at first I was like, I wasn't with, but it grew on me. It was definitely Edward Norton, which I was shocked Edward Norton was even in this fucking film. Yeah, Edward Norton kind of sounds like a snob at times or whatever. But I was shocked to see him in here and doing what he was doing. He plays Sammy, and he plays the bagel. And everybody knows Jewish people and bagel and stuff like that. So he was doing, like, some weird-ass Woody Allen impression that for a while I was just like, oh, is that Woody Allen? I know Woody Allen in this film. And it just took me a while as I was staring at it. I was like, but then it grew on me, and I was just like, you know what? This is kind of funny, actually, now that I think about it. I was like, he's doing a bad Woody Allen impression. And the fact that I couldn't even tell that that was Edward Norton, I was just like, you know what? My hat's off to you, my man. I don't remember who was playing the pita bread, I guess, if you will, that was with Edward Norton character and them and stuff like that. You got Craig Robinson here as Grits. And I thought, I ain't gonna lie, his shit was funny as hell to me, especially because, you know, he's playing Grits, it's non-perishable. So when getting this whole food fight thing and stuff like that, this dude is, like, talking about crackers all the time. He's like, crackers, shove it. He's making, like, crackers go down his bottom box and shit like that, like he's sucked on to suck his dick and shit. And I thought that was hilarious. And then, you know, it kind of gets balls to the wall at the end and stuff like that. And I ain't gonna lie, the third act, it somewhat won me over as well, because I was like, this is a nice little payoff here. You know, the whole concept of this big food fight. Well, I won't say food fight, but this whole battle against the humans and stuff like that. Because those toothpicks you see in the second trailer and stuff, the Red Band trailer, they laced them with bath salt, so everybody can see that these people, food is real and stuff like that. So they just start going to town and pretty much murder this whole goddamn grocery store of people and stuff like that. And the douche, he comes back. And he's, like, checking out, you know, Paul Rudd's character. And he's like, not the kind of ass I thought I would. But he decides to stick his douchey ass right up Paul Rudd's character's ass and control him to get a gun and start trying to kill Frank and all them and stuff like that until they pretty much shoot his ass up into the sky and blow him the fuck up. Which, by the way, he also, I love it because he said, they say only gods can, I thought this was a funny line, they say only gods can eat you and stuff like that. He takes a bite out of Frank. He's like, well, I guess that makes me a god, bitch. And I was like, Nick Kroll was really good in this. I wish they could have saw more of him. I think that's probably why I didn't like the middle half as much. I don't think you got enough of him. There were, like, moments of him. I don't say I didn't like the middle half. I just thought it was kind of, lackluster, if you will. And I thought because, you know, the douche character, if he was the main villain, he wasn't on screen enough, and I felt like that, okay, if we're not going to stick with him and we're going to stick with the main character, then the main character should be running into multiple characters as far as these food go. I mean, they had a fucking, I'm assuming it was a sauerkraut, I can't remember what it was, whatever, but it was German, and they had him like a fucking Hitler and stuff like that. And I love it because as Bill Hader's character is the Indian or whatever and shit, he's trying to tell him, he's like, I created that song. He's like, we created that song so we could get the new food to calm the fuck down from being eating. So that was us. He's like, hell, half the time, I don't even know what the hell goes on in that song. Y'all done rewrote the whole damn thing sometimes. He's like, I mean, there's a damn Nazi over there, whatever, singing He Hates Juice. Which was a funny little pun for Jews and juice and stuff like that. He was like, who doesn't like juice, whatever? He's like, the sick fuck? And so there was a lot of funny moments in here where I was chuckling and smiling and stuff like that. Basically, I had a good time watching the film. I think it was just, for me, I was expecting more. But, I mean, that can't really be a negative and stuff like that. Look, like I said, if you saw the trailer and you liked the film, you're gonna like the film. I mean, by far, it's a good time. You're gonna have a fun. You're gonna laugh at the word fuck being used multiple times. Hell, I like saying the word fuck multiple times. I think I said fuck about 50 times already in this fucking review right here, because fuck is just a good word to use right now. God damn, fuck. But anyway, like I said, if you don't even like the trailer and just think it's gross or half gross, or it's just gross on humor, don't go see this movie then. Yeah, I mean, you just wasting your time and all. But, I mean, I would be shocked for someone to say they didn't like the trailer and they said they liked it. I just don't see anyone enjoying it. But at that point, you know what? At the end of the day, I had a good time. I got my laughs. I do felt like, even though it was it was only an hour and 23 minutes or something like that, I do feel like, I don't know, it was like extra 10 minutes, 15 minutes, a little longer than what it was. I do think that that sex scene at the end, the orgy or whatever and shit, it was a little gratuitous because it went on forever and ever. And we just like, we kind of get the point now. All the food are fucking each other. Oh, and then it ends on some batshit crazy shit. I almost forgot about this. Where they get high to with the Indian dude by Bill Hader and shit. And he tells them, oh, he's like, guess what? This is all some puppet shit here, right here. You're being strings, whatever. You're actually voiced by this is just some animated cartoon some people put together. And you're actually voiced by Seth Rogen, and you're Michael Cera and shit like that or whatever and stuff. And then they built this fucking I don't know what it was. It was like some other dimension device. I was like, how the fuck did they create this or whatever? And then they just go right. Not to mention they have a piece of chewing gum that's like a Stephen Hawking character. He's got a fucking wheelchair and shit like that. I was just like, where the fuck did that thing get a wheelchair from? I digress. Whatever. I mean, maybe I'm thinking too hard on this, but they built, and then the movie just ends. Or I thought it was gonna open up with like a this. It would have been funny as hell had they went through that device that took them to the real world that they claimed or whatever, and they would have woke up as like the beginning of This Is the End or whatever, and be like, whoa, that was crazy or whatever. Like, you know, James Franco and all them playing themselves and stuff like that. Like, they just got done smoking a joint or whatever. But no, I didn't even do that. So I was like, they had some cool ideas in there. I was like, I wish you would have did this with it. I mean, I always feel that with Seth Rogen films. I was like, I wish you would have did this and that and stuff like that. I mean, the man is talented and stuff, but it doesn't resonate with me at times. And here, I enjoyed it more so than that. This is the end good, but it still is a damn good film. And for that, I'm gonna give it a low C. It. I enjoyed myself. Had a good time. Gonna get some laughs. There's some things in there I thought could have been fixed, fleshed out. Maybe just a little tad bit, whatever. I mean, they're minor complaints, whatever. So people can even say I'm nitpicking at times, whatever. But it's a comedy film. Comedy films don't work for everyone. It's your taste or the other taste. Another thing I got to mention, too, is the chick you see in the trailer, where is the turquoise pants, whatever, that picks up the sausage and buns, stuff like that. She's voiced by Lauren Miller. You know, Seth Rogen alumni, if you will. She's been in a lot of his fucking films. That girl's fine in real life. I mean, she's gorgeous. But damn, did they draw an ass on that girl in this movie. She had camel toe and all that shit. Every time she turned around, I was like, God damn, Seth Rogen knows how to draw some animated female characters. Shit, even the hot dog bun had ass. instead of this orgy with the food... I would rather see the orgy with that girl right there, because damn, that ass is nice. Just saying.
I gotta tell everyone. They will die otherwise.
Thank you, meanies.
What if the gods are doing this to us? Because we touched hips. It wasn't even that. I mean, it was fine. It's not like anyone writes home and says, oh god, I had the best tip.
Together, we can fight these monsters and take control of our own lives. Come on, join the fight!
Make it rain.
Gary, just throw this fucking toothpick at me, man.
We need to make him see us.
I have a plan.
Here goes everything.
Hello?
You're alive and looking at me with your little shoes and your arms and your legs.